Yeah, I was a heavy drinker, but I didn't recognize what the people closest to me recognized. I ended up laying flatlined on a hospital operating table. Somehow the surgeons brought me back to life.
When your life depends on it, there's only one place you can turn. Karen. A recent independent study showed that 94% of Karen patients were still in recovery 90 days post-treatment. Visit caron.org/real. Karen. Real results. Real care. Real about recovery.
Introducing Under Armour's Infinity High Sports Bra. Its ergonomic design is molded to support the natural movement of your body. With cord-out padding, the better breathability eliminates extra bulk without sacrificing support. And quick-dry padding is Under Armour's fastest-drying padding yet. When you're lifting heavy, running fast, and pushing yourself further than ever before, you need a bra that will help you go that extra mile and make you feel your best. Shop the Infinity High Sports Bra now at UA.com.
Wow. We have a special.
Oh my God. Those graphics are next level.
What's up, y'all? Javi, how's it going, man?
Doing great. Very, very excited about this special episode of Benzinga Cannabis Insider. How are awesome. You doing?
I'm very excited for it as well. And I'm going to learn how to talk by the time we hit the end of this episode. But doing well, man. It's been a crazy week. We've had some awesome interviews so far in 2022. We're not slowing down with this one, Javi, I want us to get to it. But can you just give us a quick synopsis of what we're about to listen to?
Yeah. So, I mean, here's a little bit of context, right? South by Southwest, a massive event festival is coming up, focused on innovation and trends. There's a cannabis track as well. And they decided to pick one specific cannabis panel for the main stage. And it's about the future of cannabis in 2050. I am fortunate enough, honored to be moderating that panel. And today we're joined by the two people who will be speaking on the panel and sharing their views on the future of the cannabis industry, the cannabis community, the cannabis movement, the plant product, etc. So our two guests today are Mr. Julian Cohen. He is the Chief Innovation Officer at Canopy Growth Corporation, CGC, if you want to trade, and Faith Popcorn of Faith Popcorn's Brain Reserve. One of my favorite futurists out there. Very, very excited about the show. So let's bring them on.
What a cool name. I'm a futurist. She's a futurist. Welcome, Faith and Julian. Faith, how are you today?
I'm excellent.
Fantastic. Julian, you holding up over there, man? I love the bookshelf.
Thank you. I've read most of them. I'm doing well. Thanks. I didn't know we were on the main stage at South by Southwest. No one told me that part.
No.
Oh, yeah. That was quite the honor. They announced just one panel, and for about a month they just had one cannabis panel, and that was ours. So
that's awesome. That's great. I'm drafting.
Well deserved to all of you. Well deserved. Seriously.
Well, maybe nobody else wanted it.
We're stuck with the three of us. Awesome.
I hope that was not the case. And here to stir some controversy. I don't know if you read the New York Post article about this lethal tea. It's called mate, and we drink it here in Argentina every day, all day. And they said it's more dangerous than smoking 100 cigarettes a day, which it is clearly not. It's just
what? Tea. Why would they say what? Yeah, but why? What was their rationale?
Rationale? It's the New York Post. What are you talking about?
You're right. I'm sorry.
Hey, don't tell that to one of our senior management here at Benzinga. We have fans of the New York Post here.
They did their own research, as one would say. That's
well played. You know what, though? Cannabis is a great alternative. We're here to talk about it. So, Javier, I know you want to dive in, but I'd love to know what's happening here, personally, so we can give a quick intro to our audience.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know what's happening. This is that's the fun of it. That's the magic of it. I would definitely start with some intros. People should know you, Faith, but for those who don't, can you tell us a little bit about, who you are, what you do, what the Brain Reserve is?
Okay, so Faith Popcorn's Brain Reserve is a consultancy, and it's a future leaning consultancy. In other words, people hire us to say what's going to happen to a brand or a category. And usually they don't listen, but we tell them and we tell them where they fit. Now, Julian is a very different kind of, I wouldn't even call him client, friend, because he is incredibly a futurist himself. So we've had a beautiful relationship now for years. I mean, a business partnership and, you know, and friends. And I think that he understands the future quite well. We worked on Constellation Brands originally, and we talked a lot about mood management. And, you know, that took a while to like absorb, but it was such a compelling, I think, positioning that then they looked into what is the ultimate mood management really is cannabis, because you can, and Julian will talk a lot more about this. He knows a lot about this, but you can actually regulate it. You can choose the mood. There's a lot of finesse in cannabis. And so Canopy Brands, Julian, you know, came to work there, but I knew him way before that.
I listen to you. That's what I.
I love you, Julian.
Sounds like a smart man. I'm just going
to
say.
I know what to listen to. I listen to people who know more, way more than I do.
No, he's being modest now. Oh, Julian.
So, Julian, do you want to go? I think it's your turn. And again, you know, you listen to Faith, but what do you know? You know, what is your area of expertise?
Sure. So, I don't know if I have an area of expertise. I feel like I'm on my fourth career. You know, I started in advertising long ago. Faith and I first met when I made the move from advertising to beverage alcohol. So I was at Beam, what's now Beam Suntory, for a while before I went to Constellation. And, you know, at Constellation, we were unique. Constellation is a unique beverage alcohol company in that they have beer, wine, and spirits, versus a lot of the other companies just have one of those and always look at the other as the enemy. Like at Beam, we always looked at wine and beer as the enemy.
Oh, yeah.
Consumers are drinking all three of these. So Constellation had already moved past that. They realized, we just want you to drink one of our product in our portfolio. You don't like our wine, drink our beer. Don't drink our beer, drink our spirits, et cetera. And we started digging more into it and found that, well, actually people are using a lot of different things to regulate their moods throughout the day. Mm-hmm. Whether it's they're doing yoga, they're drinking coffee, they're, you know, obviously drinking beverage alcohol, lots of coffee. And they're also consuming cannabis. So that led us to working with Faith on the whole total mood management. I give her credit for pointing us in the direction here, for making the company realize there's something beyond alcohol, and we think that next thing is cannabis. And that's what led to our first investment into Canopy. And then I spent a year working between the two companies, so working for Constellation and for Canopy, really on the joint venture called Green Star, creating cannabis beverages for Canada. So you see Deep Space, Quattro, those came out of that work. And that's what really led us to where we are today, where now, you know, obviously have a controlling, Constellation has a controlling interest in Canopy. And then I came over to Canopy about almost 2 years ago, really to try and bring a lot of this total mood management work to life, to go beyond just, yeah, we're selling things with THC. What are other cannabinoids? What are combinations of cannabinoids and terpenes, focusing on minor cannabinoids that can help drive people's moods? So it's not just about getting high, just like alcohol. Well, the thing is, with alcohol, mm-hmm. you're kind of limited. It is just about getting that buzz. The power of cannabis is it can do so many different things to you, depending on what cannabinoids and what dosing of cannabinoids and combinations. So that's why I think this is a fascinating category.
I have so many follow-up questions.
Okay.
So let's start with the mood management side of this. So how does one, you know, we'll keep it to the partnership that you all have formed here. Within cannabis, there seems, you know, there's tons of different ways that people utilize cannabis. There is, as you say, you know, kind of using it to go to sleep at night. There's using it to focus on occasion. I think there's performance enhancer type of cannabis strains. There's different ways that people utilize cannabis. Are you attacking all of those at once, or is this a kind of a step-by-step approach? I'd love to understand how a company implements a strategy for mood management specifically.
It's a great question. It's really about picking areas of focus, right? We can't do all of them at once. But knowing that there are the major areas of sleep, there's pain, sleep, and anxiety, which is really the core of this. I would layer in focus. I think if I were to step back, we're looking at it as what are the broad areas over the course of the day where people are using substances to alter their mood. So if you think about it, in the morning, I wake up, I need something which is going to give me a boost of energy. So what cannabinoids can we use? It's probably not THC. It's probably minor cannabinoids in combination with certain terpenes that can either complement the caffeine occasion or substitute for the caffeine occasion. So that's sort of that uplift. Then middle of the day, I need to stay focused. You know, I'm dragging a little bit. What's going to help me, not just to give me a boost of energy, but just keep me going until I can get to the end of the day. So what cannabinoids could help with that? Then end of the day, it's about relaxation. What could substitute for beverage alcohol potentially to take the edge off? And then finally, sleep, right? What's the right combination? And we know a lot about sleep. We know CBN is a great assistant for sleep. So CBN and THC helps. So this is how we're looking at it. If you just take those four, those are the biggest buckets. Then you can start to get into really specific areas. And some of that comes out of our research. Like we're doing research on sensuality. I know Faith is a big fan of this. We spend a lot of time.
I am.
We're doing some work in women's health. So how can cannabinoids help with women's health issues, whether it's menstruation, pains of menstruation, around menstruation, around bone health. As you mentioned, performance. Are there things for muscle recovery we can do? So some of these things come out of the research we're doing. But broadly speaking, we're like, can we just attack those four things that we know everyone has, everyone's doing? And how can we help to find how cannabinoids can either substitute or complement what they're already doing?
And then one follow-up, and Faith, this probably is more for you. How do you implement the education to drive these new age kind of futurist thoughts and conversations? How do you drive awareness to consumers?
That's a great question. We have like this model, and it's about how you weave a brand, an idea, like an entity into the culture. And one of the ways is, of course, you know, like welcome to the metaverse. I mean, people are living in meta life. They're going to be playing there. They're going to be meeting people, the new match.com. They're going to be aided. You know, the thing about what Julian's talking about so brilliantly is this mood management. But when you put your Oculus on, you walk into the metaverse and things change, you know, for you. You could actually match, you know, your Canopy product with what's going on and lift yourself into, you know, a better space. So that's one way. And I think that people are going to be, as it becomes legalized, you know, more and more welcoming to this. The world is a mess. And everywhere we look, you know, we're seeing water shortage, and I'm not even going to say Ukraine. I mean, it's just like heartbreaking. And people not wanting to go back to work, and people worrying about a virus. And, you know, this does not put us in a great mood. And I think the idea of lifting ourselves out of that is an incredible, I don't know, point. It's very easy to see what's going to happen. I mean, I think it's going to be part of our daily lives, and there'll be a lot of different delivery systems that Julian's working on. I don't know how much he wants to tell you about them, but they're incredible. And Martha Stewart loves it too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. She's a
if it's good enough for Martha, it's good enough for me.
Yeah.
The products are phenomenal. We just launched a tropical line. That's my shameless plug. They're really good.
It's all good. I was actually planning on a plug right now. I was gonna say so good that Faith brought up the metaverse, because you know, both Benzinga and our Latin American media outlet El Planteo launched in the metaverse about 10 days ago. And
wow.
That makes us a first, you know, news outlet in the metaverse. You can find us in CryptoVexels. It's for fun and games, of course, right? It's still our information, but it's you know, one of these things that are a lot of fun for us.
Yeah, Javi wanted some theme music behind that just to make it important.
No, you know, like go where the eyeballs are. That's where the eyeballs are, right? And it's just going to grow and grow. And to me, it seems like Canopy is a beautiful partnership, or, you know, two lights that fit together. And I don't know if people are really understanding this as much yet, but it is just a beautiful pairing. And then there's also pairing with wine or bourbon or just life. And I'm not going to get into sex because I want this to run without too many edits.
So. No, we don't edit. Don't worry.
No?
Don't worry. Our audience is made up of adults and investors, and honestly, not prudes, we like to think, right? We're talking cannabis. We're talking, you know, psychedelics. Very often we're talking about sexuality. We're talking about a lot of topics that are taboo, right? You know, Julian was talking about menstruation. We often talk about cannabis and menopause, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, topics that, often people don't want to discuss because they're either ashamed or feel like it's not the right place to talk about them. But the fact is, it's all about the how, not the what, right? When we're discussing topics as complex.
Yeah, well, the whole new sensuality that's coming, I think it's about like breaking out of our cocoons right now. We could talk about that trend is, of course, a big one of ours, breaking out and also, you know, welcoming, actually being able to touch people and hug people and on and on. And, you know, maybe, you know, fragrance and flowers and cannabis being a plant is so beautifully woven into that. And I think that it's a very sexy thing. And Julian,
you could see how it could help with sensuality as well as with, the obvious one is anxiety, but yeah, we're going to start to hug people again. We've been sitting in our offices for 2 years. That's a little unnerving. You know,
what right.
How do I act? Do I shake your hand? You know, do we still do fist bumps? You know, how does it all work?
I'm a fan of the fist bump. I'm not going to lie. But that being said, I naturally will always go to a handshake. You know, it is what it is. But, you know, we all have our preferences there. But I want to kind of dive into what you all are talking about, which is other industries, other use cases for cannabis, you know, and the mixing there. And I think, you know, Julian, you have a massive knowledge of alcohol, you know, of brands. And, you know, I think the big question right now is we look at British American Tobacco putting another investment into Organigram this week. You know, we see alcohol companies or we see cannabis companies like Tilray buy up breweries left and right in the U.S. How are these two industries going to intertwine move forward?
It's a great question. I think a lot of it comes down to is distribution, right? This is a big play. That's why you're seeing a lot of these lockups. They're the same distribution mechanism because we all think it's going to move towards something like a three-tier model like we have in beverage alcohol. I think there's also the complementarity. I'm still not sure if that's a word, but the complementary nature of these products, whether one's a substitute or they can help or it becomes part of the course of the evening. You know, one of the earliest pieces of research we did, we went out to Colorado. This is before we invested. And we saw a lot of people using vape pens while they're drinking beer. And it had become a substitute for tobacco. I'm talking about cannabis vape pens, right? They're pulling on their vape pen as they're sitting at a bar and drinking beer. And we realized, as originally the idea was, is cannabis a threat to beverage alcohol? I think it can complement. I think for a lot of people, it complements. I think it's something they use over the course of the evening. Now, we're not encouraging people to mix these. You need to be careful. You need ways of regulating your consumption, which is why we're also working on standardizing dosage for cannabis so people understand what they're consuming. Just like in beverage alcohol, you know what a beer is versus a glass of wine versus a shot. Oh, yeah. We need to create that in this space, and we've been working through that. But I think if you think about how people behave over the course of the evening, you could see them using multiple substances, them complementing each other. So it makes sense for companies to have both of these in their portfolio. And then you see the flip side, people are, you know, you're seeing lockups with energy drinks, right? That's always being discussed. You're seeing the CSDs like Coca-Cola moving into cannabinoids, or at least talking about moving into cannabinoids because they see the complementarity of, all right, I've got a caffeine beverage, I've got CBD, can these go together? So it becomes this spectrum, right, of all of these different uses, as I said, across the course of the day. So it makes sense that you're seeing companies try and buy into each and every space here. It's becoming, I'll say, a little confusing and messy, but from the consumer standpoint, they just want something, and that's where I always take us back to, they just want something that's going to do what it says, right? It's like, I want to feel this way now, and can you promise that you're going to deliver that for me? Great. Then I will continue to buy this product. And that's what we need to, as all of these, you know, machinations and all these deals happen in the industry, we just need to step back and say, what do people really want? How is this going to win? We talk about improving people's lives. How is this going to improve their life? And to me, the way it improves their life is if I have something I want this to do, I want it to deliver on that promise.
Yeah, but I mean, couldn't you see like ultimately tastings, you know? Like we have wine tastings and we have cheese tastings and then we have wine and cheese tastings. But I see cannabinoids or cannabis being that other third almost part of a, you know, an incredibly delicious new kind of Is it a food? Is it smoke?
It's all of it. That's the wonderful thing. It could be all of that. Like last week at the, there was a Martha Stewart event. You brought her up. We had the new Martha Stewart gummies on trees. They were on these little sticks in trees, and you would pull them off, to kind of promote the fruit aspect of it. And that was part of the tasting experience there. And then we had some drinks with some of our CBD beverage mixed in with them. So that's one way. Then, the smoke part of it. What's the olfactory piece? If you look at what we have with Stores of Bickel, or what we've done a lot of work with, having the volcano on premise and using that as almost a way of diffusing scent into the air, if you will, as well as providing people new ways of vaporizing cannabis. So all of these things go together. And I'm not sure which is the one that consumers are going to gravitate to the most, or if it's going to be by occasion. I mean, that's one of the most fascinating things about this. It's not, the concrete hasn't set yet. So I don't know what people want. If I think about how this has changed even within the past 2 years, I mean, I remember when, I think it was again, 2016, we saw vape pens go from like a 10 share to a 30 share within a year period.
Yeah.
And then obviously with E-Valley, that dropped off. Gummies are now the thing. If you'd asked me 3 years ago, I would have said, well, gummies, there's a potential for overconsumption. I'm not sure, it's candy. Now, and I give a lot of credit to Ollie and a lot of other companies who have made the gummy primary way of delivering medicine to adults, right? Whether it's a melatonin gummy or a vitamin, like now adults are fine with taking a gummy for medicine. So we're trying to drive what's next, but there is a little bit of uncertainty in what's going to be the next big thing or the next big format, because it's still changing so fast. We're still bullish on beverages, right? We think that it's the most common form of any sort of product consumption. And I think it's just getting an understanding of how these beverages will fit into one a consumer's life. But
yeah, it could be in chocolates, and chocolate being, good for you. It could be an absolutely almost anything. But the gorgeous thing about it is it has a purity and a simplicity in that it comes from the earth.
Yeah, it's all natural. And there's so much in the plant. That's the thing that my team spends a lot of time on, are the minor cannabinoids. Right? We always talk about THC and getting high, but there are at least 168 cannabinoids, depending on who you talk to. There are a lot of them. And we're starting to do more research on CBG and CBC, THCV, and the applications thereof. And it's amazing what these things can do, both in isolation and in combination with each other and with terpenes. And that's where I think there's so much to unlock there. There's so much research we need to do to unlock this and say, all right, now, we've heard a lot about THCV as an appetite suppressant. So what does that mean for managing your appetite and potentially, I don't want to promise weight loss, but can it actually help you as part of a weight loss program? So we're doing some research there. Obviously, CBN for sleep. I think if you're having trouble sleeping, find something with CBN in it. Not too much, because there's a little bit of the frying pan out there. You could be groggy in the morning if you take some of these high CBN gummies, but take something with a little CBN and a little CBD and you'll sleep very well. So we're starting to see these things. And these are new, right? This is only literally in the last couple of years that we're seeing these things hit the market.
All this conversation is so, so interesting, right? And we're talking about the future, but also so much about the present and how we're continually resignifying cannabis, right? We're re-understanding how the formats can be consumed, how mood modulation works, right? And one of the things that, I'm an insider for the cannabis industry, for what it's worth, right? And when you brought up cannabis as a substitute for coffee, for instance, I was a little bit surprised. And especially because today we started the day with my partner talking about this case that happened yesterday in the UK, where a man snorted or consumed caffeine powder for the equivalent of 200 cups of coffee and had an overdose. And we were discussing, right, because there's this very common argument. How is alcohol legal? How is tobacco legal, but cannabis isn't, right? But there are so many other substances that we use for mood modulation that might be also perilous in some way, where cannabis might provide a healthier alternative, right? And reimagining cannabis constantly and consistently is a very big part of not only the future but the present, right? That we're living in.
Absolutely, and we've been, not going into too many details so my team doesn't kill me on this, but the combination of CBD and caffeine, and think about what that can do. So I would never recommend snorting caffeine. That's horrifying that someone did that. And you're right. I mean, these are, it's a stimulant. So too much of most of these substances is a bad thing. But if you were to take CBD in combination with caffeine, it could potentially help the more harmful effects of coffee, or let's say, you know, the jitters, the shakes, those sorts of things, temper that. Because it's an anxiolytic, if it can do that while I'm still getting the boost, I found a way for cannabinoids to provide a better experience to existing substances. And that's where it gets interesting, right? It's either a substitute, or can it actually get complement in a better way? Can it improve it?
Oh, yeah.
Playing around with it with melatonin, like what about CBD and melatonin? Mm-hmm. What does that do? Or CBD and linalool or L-theanine, you know, for relaxation. So we're playing a lot with existing substances that we know have an effect. How can cannabinoids add to them and provide a better effect?
Yeah. And I also think, like, stress being the number one killer, right up there with heart disease, the idea that you can actually let down. And I mean, eventually I think it's going to be pumped into rooms, you know, think spaces helps thinking. And I think could, and there's not a claim, but you know, could lead to fewer heart attacks, all these things, cancer, that are stress-induced, inflammation-induced. So I'm seeing that as a future path as Julian rolls along.
Absolutely. I mean, the core of it, we forget that, you know, it's about homeostasis, right? Balance in the body. And that's, we have an endocannabinoid system which does that. And so phytocannabinoids help bring that balance back. If you're too agitated, it brings you down. Maybe if you're too tired, it can bring you up to that, you know, that baseline level. So it's working with your natural body systems rather than working against them, which is what a lot of these other substances do. Now, it's not a panacea, right? There's some things it doesn't do. We've done some research and found that there are certain things it just doesn't really work for. That's fine. There, you know, if you have acute anxiety, there are, you know, pharmaceuticals that you should probably be taking. It's not a wonder drug, but there's so much more it can do that it has not been allowed to do because of its status. And that also has implications on research, right? There are things we'd love to be able to do, but we can't research because of the legal framework about it. I should also bring up that you brought up the metaverse. Faith took my team and the Constellation team on a tour of the metaverse a couple weeks ago. It was my first journey into it, and really opened our eyes to, you're bringing up scent or diffusers of things that could help complement your metaverse experience. We were blown away by it. I still have my Oculus Rift on the couch behind me that I sometimes step into. I'm still not quite sure what to do there. So if you have links and, you know, tell me, send them to me. I'm still figuring it out.
Because, Julian, the visuals in the metaverse are so, like, high key. It's, I think, a gorgeous combination that you could actually probably match a site with a particular cannabinoid.
It's always like a meditation room. Like, I have my place set to this, it's a Japanese theme, and I feel like I just could put it on and I feel like I could just kind of, it's like this relaxation. Like, if I had the right cannabinoid to balance with that, like, this, take 15 minutes of your day, put that on, you know, take a gummy and, you know, just chill out for a bit, relax before the next meeting. Absolutely. Something there. And the scent part, we've been talking about diffusers for a while. Like, how can we diffuse cannabinoids and terpenes into the air to create different moods, potentially put you to sleep, wake you up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, in the metaverse experience,
it would make Vegas so much more fun for me, man. They pump air in there. Just pump some weed into.
Exactly.
You know, you'll see me playing. I've never played before, but, like, just pump some of that.
I mean, it sounds really amazing, honestly, when you think about that, though. But I also imagine there'd be obstacles for something like that. I mean, what obstacles do you all face, you know, when creating new trends and pumping cannabis into the room, albeit, like, yes, that sounds awesome, but, like, I have to imagine there'd be pushback, right?
Well, sure. You know, anything we, in our whole career of futurism, there's never a time where we say something where people don't say, what's the downside? And what about kids? And, you know, we're just giving you, like, a broad scope of the future. People really, I think, are afraid of letting go. They're afraid of relaxing. They're afraid of losing control. They don't want to turn their kids into, you know, to habituate. A million different things. Mm-hmm. But as you said, I think you said it, alcohol, right? You know, all kinds of things the internet, TikTok, all addictive, right? And yet we don't have those regulators. So I think we will find our way, because cannabis is basically a sweet thing, a good thing. And a lot of very brilliant people have always used it and used it to open their mind space. And they always come out of it. I mean, it's not particularly harmful. So I think that it's got sometimes a bad rap maybe in certain corners, but I think that it will be overcome. Like I say, when Martha starts popping these gummies, you think like it lends a lightness to it. And, you know, she and her darling Snoopy, there's something, you know, charming. And Julian, if you made that relationship, I think it's probably going to be very successful for you.
No, I think so. And you know, it's a good point about, you know, you don't necessarily want to pump THC into the air in a room, right? That could have some harmful effects. But you know, we spend a lot of time on what we call the non-euphoric cannabinoids, ones that still have an effect, but aren't going to get you high or have you impaired. So yeah, if you add CBD and certain terpenes into the air, that's going to create a sort of a relaxing mood. Is it that much different than, you know, like our This Works, where we spray lavender on a pillow to help you get
incense? Yeah, that's a good point. It just comes down to education at the end of the day. And knowledge and reaching your consumers in a knowledgeable way. That's very well said.
I mean, and also honestly, responsibility, right? Faith was talking about how parents will quickly, you know, go, you know, what about the kids, you know, and there's TikTok and there's alcohol. And honestly, right, it's all about, you know, access. Alcohol is clearly legal. Tobacco is clearly legal. America is obsessed with firearms, right? And we don't go like, what, you know, just ban all these things because of the kids, right? It's up to people, consumers.
Yeah, to regulate, moderate, and supervise. And, you know, I just find it like kind of funny. I mean, the hypocrisy of it all, really, you know.
We could do an entire, podcast on just the war on drugs and the social inequity around it, the racial it's one of the bigger pieces of racism this country has ever seen. I mean, it came out of that. It came out of prior to that, but certainly the Nixon administration. So that's why we are here. And yeah, it's wrong on so many levels. It's denying minority communities access. It's denying people who need this as medicine access to something that could actually, it would function better. Certainly we've seen its potential to get people off of opioids. There's so much there, right? With this substance, and so many different dimensions to it, right? The social, the legal, the medicinal, and just the data. And even we always talk about medical versus recreational. We look at it as wellness. This is a wellness category. And whether you have an actual medical need for it, or it's just a way of managing your life better, everyone should have access to it.
Yeah, and if you don't believe that, I mean, ask Willie Nelson, my favorite guy. You want to know who my favorite guy is beside Julian? Is Willie Nelson.
I mean, he's doing some cool commercials nowadays. I'm just saying.
I just love him.
That was brilliant.
Yeah, and listen, it didn't impair his music, his talent, his anything. He is the coolest guy on the planet. And I think a lot of talented people actually lean into it. Maybe they don't talk about it that much. I just go back to the pairing, you know, wine and cannabis, beer and cannabis. I mean, that's how I think people are weaving it in and out. It's not either, you know, or. And I think we're going to see a lot of beautiful innovation in the future to come. And I think it's going to, you know, there is this example, and Julian, you can help me if I'm saying it wrong, but you know, I think the only medically approved application was for kids with epileptic fits. And this one kid had 100 a day, reduced it to 1. Well, can you really argue with that? I mean, that's amazing. And our country's being like conservative in the most ridiculous way. If it can, and I think there's a lot of underground, frankly, treatment with cannabis on various conditions and diseases.
So. There are. There's epilepsy. There's the seizure disorders. There's some applications for autism spectrum disorders. So the, and it's again, there's some great research out there, but there needs to be more. And because of the denied access, it just makes it really, really difficult.
Yeah.
Not to mention just the general, what does this do? Do you become a better person, but a more well-adjusted person if you have access to this to help you take the edge off, you know, versus turning to alcohol, especially when you're dealing with pain management. And the options for pain right now are not very good for you, whether it's opioids, alcohol, and be able to use cannabis for ongoing
very pain. Numbing.
Sorry?
They're all very numbing, you know?
Yeah.
Right? Like the only way that the way society tells us to deal with pain is numb our entire bodies and minds. Cannabis is an enlightened substance, right? That can help us numb our pain while keeping us enlightened, right? And I think that is the future in many ways, right? Understanding that treatments can be localized and modulated, just like mood can be.
Exactly. And we're starting, one of the I think the vanguards of this is what we're seeing in professional sports, right? With different leagues opening up, because these are people, you know, men and women who live a life of pain, whether it's on the field, off the field, after they've retired. So they're turning to it and realizing how powerful it can be for them and how much of a better alternative it is than what they've been prescribed for years. We need more of that, right? We need more of people who have said, this is what it's done for me. Here's how it's truly improved my life. And then I think that continues the groundswell.
Yeah. And migraines, Julian, you know, there's a lot of, you know, unsupported maybe, you know, mother-in-law research and experience with this plant. I like to call it a plant, with this plant. And I think that in the future, as you know, life is not, I don't know if you've noticed this, but life is not getting easier. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. So I think we're going to need support, relievers, lift the hypocrisy, become more open. I love, Javier, you say enlightenment and light. Let light in. So I think we're coming out of our cocoon, and I think this is part of it.
I mean, whether it's medicinal, whether it's medical, whether it's about wellness or just well-being, right? About feeling good, about connecting or disconnecting. There's one thing that can no longer be argued, and that is that cannabis is bad and that cannabis is not a part of our future, right? With that said, catch us for the rest of this conversation.
This is super.
Julian and I will be talking about much more about this topic on March 15th, if I am not mistaken, in Austin.
Yeah.
Austin, Texas.
Oh, yep.
Well, you guys have fun. I'm very jealous I won't be in person to watch that, but obviously it's going to be great. I will catch it virtually. You three have a ton to talk about, and I appreciate letting me be a part of this here, but thank you both so much. We went over, but well worth it. You know, really appreciate you all.
And Elliot, come on.
They're sending me to another event. But okay. It is a pleasure to meet you both. Thank you so much for joining us on Cannabis Insider. I'd love to have you all back to talk about the history of cannabis and where we're going to end up in 2050. This conversation is far from over. And thank you all so much for letting us be
our pleasure.
Thank you. This is great.
Bye.
Thank you all.
When your life depends on it, when everything is on the line, you've got to get real about addiction treatment. Only Karen offers 65 years of medical expertise in evidence-based treatment with real, proven results. A recent independent study showed that 94% of Karen patients were still in recovery 90 days post-treatment. So if you're ready for something real, visit caron.org/real today. Karen. Real results. Real care. Real about recovery.
From A Portrait of the Scientist as a Young Woman.
The efforts of 800 people, 11 years, 2,000 pages of proposals, perfect wires and perfect software and perfect solar panels and bolts and joints and struts will be perched on the top of about 20,000 kilograms of explosive propellant, and our spacecraft will be sent off into the void. We hope it will work, but it might fail. Space is hard.
A Portrait of the Scientist as a Young Woman, a memoir, is now available everywhere books and audiobooks are sold.
Introducing Under Armour's Infinity High Sports Bra. Its ergonomic design is molded to support the natural movement of your body. With cord-out padding, the better breathability eliminates extra bulk without sacrificing support. And quick-dry padding is Under Armour's fastest drying padding yet, When you're lifting heavy, running fast, and pushing yourself further than ever before, you need a bra that will help you go that extra mile and make you feel your best. Shop the Infinity High Sports Bra now at UA.com.
Jeep Freedom Days are here, where right now, well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2022 Grand Cherokee WK Laredo E4x4 for $369 a month for 36 months with $3,799 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. No security deposit required. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires dealer contribution, a lease through Chrysler Capital. Lessee is responsible for termination fees. Current lease must end by 7/3/23. Extra charge for miles over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 7/5/22. Jeep is a registered trademark.